Today's Amud is Yevamos Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Achaylitz liyevimtoi, a person does chalitza to his Yevama. So you have, let's say, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And Reuven is married to Rachel. And Reuven dies without having any children. So Shimon goes and Shimon does chalitza with Rachel. Shimon does chalitza with Rachel. So we learned previously that once Shimon does chalitza with Rachel, so now Shimon becomes aser to Rachel's sister. He's aser to Leah. He's aser to all of Rachel's close family members. Whereas Levi, who did not perform the chalitza, so Levi is mutter to Rachel's sister. And what happened was, is like this. After Shimon went ahead and did chalitza with Rachel, v'nasa achiv es achoisa. His brother Levi went, and Levi taka went and married Rachel's sister. Levi married Leah, umeis, and then Levi dies without having any children. So now Leah falls to Shimon, but the problem is that Shimon already had done chalitza with Rachel. So Leah is achis chalutzasai. So the halacha is chalitzas v'loy misyavemes. They do chalitza, and they're not allowed to do yibam. They're not allowed to do yibam because of the iser achis chalutzasai. At the same time, they have to do chalitza because the iser of achis chalutzasa is only an iser derabana. Midaraisa Leah falls to yibam, so she can't go out scot free. Instead, they have to do chalitza. V'chein, and similarly says the Mishnah, hamigarish es ishtay. If let's say Shimon divorces his wife, Shimon was married to Rachel. Shimon was married to Rachel and he divorced Rachel. So now Shimon becomes aser. From the fact that he was married to Rachel, he's aser to Rachel's sister. He's aser to Leah by virtue of the fact that he was once married to Rachel. So he's aser to Leah. And then what happened was, is v'nasa achiv es achaisa. Levi went ahead and Levi married Leah. He married Rachel's sister, umeis, and then Levi dies, and now Leah falls to Shimon, harezu petura. The halacha is that Leah is pater, she doesn't even need chalitza, because she's achis ishtai, even though achis grushasai, even though Shimon had already divorced Rachel, doesn't matter, the isser of achis ishtai, achis grushasai remains, and that's an isser de araisa, but melo, they don't even need chalitza. Says the Mishnah, shaymeres yavam shekidesh achiv es achaisa. Let's say in this case where Reuven was married to Rachel, and Reuven died without having any children, so now Rachel falls to Yibam to Shimon and Levi. And what happened was, is that even though he wasn't supposed to, but Levi went ahead and he married Rachel's sister. He went and he married Leah. Now that was Aser, it's Achai Zekukasa. He wasn't supposed to have done that. Well, the Ma'isa, he did. That's what he did. So the halacha is like this, that Mishum Rabbi Yudah ben Meseira Amru, they said in the name of Rabbi Yudah ben Meseira, that Rabbi Yudah ben Meseira holds Yesh Zika, as we'll see. So he said that because of the Zika, because Lamaisa Rachel has a Zika to Levi, even though Levi just went ahead and married Leah, Lamaisa Rachel has a Zika to him, therefore Aimim Loi, we tell him, Ham Teinachi Yasa Achicha Maisa. Wait until Shimon does a Maisa with Rachel, wait until he removes the Zika, either by performing Yibam or Chalitza, and then afterwards, then you could go ahead and you could do the Nesu'im with Leah. But you can't finish the marriage, you can't do the Nesu'im with Leah, so long as Rachel is Zakuk to you. So wait until your brother does a Maisa, and then you could consummate the marriage with Leah. Chalotza Achiv, Oikansa. Let's say Shimon then goes ahead, and Shimon does chalitza, or he does yibam with Rachel. So then Yichnei says ishtai. At that point, then Levi could go ahead and he could do nesu'im with Leah. Or similarly, if Meisa Yavama, if Rachel would die, also, so now the Zika goes away by virtue of the fact that Rachel died, and Mamela Yichnei says ishtai, Levi would be able to go ahead and to perform nesu'im with Leah. Meis Yavam, let's say Shimon dies, so Reuven was married to Rachel. Reuven died without any children. So Rachel falls to Yibam to Shimon and Levi. Levi goes ahead and he marries Leah. So we tell him, wait until your brother does something. But what happened was, is Shimon never got the chance to do Yibam or Chalitza, because instead he died. So now that he died, so now the only one who Rachel falls to is Levi. The problem is that Levi's married to Leah. So what does he do now? The halacha is that he loses out on both ends. Yaitzi es ishtai beget. Leah, who he married, he has to divorce her with a get. Ve'eshes achiv bechalitza. and the Shemeres Yavam, Eishes Achiv, Reuven's wife Rachel, she's not really Shemeres Yavam because Levi can't do even with her, so he calls her Eishes Achiv, but Eishes Achiv, Rachel, so that he has to get rid of her Zika by doing Chalitza. So he has to do Chalitza to Rachel, and he has to give a get to Leah, and he loses out from both of them. Now says the Gemara question, a technical question on the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had spoken about a case where Achaylitz Liyavimtai. It spoke about a case where Shimon does Chalitza with Rachel, and then Levi marries Leah, and Levi dies. So now Leah falls to Yibam. Shimon is not allowed to be Miyabim her because of Achay is Chalitza. Instead, he does Chalitza. He has to do Chalitza because it's only an Issa Rabbana. And then the Mishnah says, and similarly, Bechein, and also, if Shimon was married to Rachel, and then he divorced Rachel, and Levi went ahead and married Leah, and Levi died without any children. So then when Leah falls to Shimon, they don't even need to do Chalitza, because then she's an Issa Dareisa of Achaz Grushasai. So the question is my V'chein? Why does it say V'chein? It's not exactly the same halacha. It's not V'chein. By Chalitza, the halacha was that they have to do Chalitza. By a Chalutza, the halacha is that they have to do Chalitza. By a Grusha, the halacha is that she's Pater. So it's not really V'chein, it's a whole different halacha. So it says the Gemara in Achanami, Ema Aval HaMegarish. Not V'chein HaMegarish, Aval HaMegarish, and the Mishnah's Gufa coming to contrast the din of Chalutza with the din of a Grusha. And Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish commented, and he said that Kanchana Rebbe, it's based off here, that Rebbe taught, you see from our Mishnah, that Acha is Grusha is Medivrei Taira, and Acha is Chalutza is Medivrei Seifra. The Isser for a person to be with Acha is Grusha, so that's an Isser de Araisa. Memela Leah, in such a case, of a case of a Grusha, she'd go out scot-free. Whereas the Isser of Acha is Chalutza, so that's only an Isser de Rabbanon, which is why in the Reish of the Mishnah, they still need to perform Chalitza, even though they can't do Yiba. Shemeres Yavim Shekidesh V'chulu. So this was the din of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. This was the din of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that Reuven died without any children, so Rachel fell to Shimon and Levi. And Levi went ahead, and he married Leah. Levi married Leah. So said Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, we tell Levi, you could remain with Leah, but you have to wait until Shimon does Yibam or Chalitza. But we don't canas Levi or anything, we don't tell him that now he's usher to Leah, he remains mutter to Leah, but we just tell him to wait. That was the din of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. At the same time, he also has to wait. He can't just finish the marriage because Yesh Zika. Yesh Zika from Rachel. So he can't do Nesuin so long as Rachel has a Zika to him. So that's also a Chumra that you see from Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, is that we don't just let Levi continue and finish his marriage because of the Zika. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds Yesh Zika, and Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kedivrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Says Shmuel, the Halacha is that Yesh Zika, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and that we tell him he has to wait. He's not allowed to do Nisuin so long as Rachel still has a Zika to him. Now says the Gemara Yivailu, the Gemara is a Shaila, Mesa Ishtai Mahu Biavimtai. The Gemara, the Mishnah spoke about a case of Mesa Hayavama Yichnes as Ishtai. It spoke about in this case where Levi went ahead and married Leah, and it said that if Rachel would then die, if the Yavama would die, if Rachel would die, so then Levi could continue and finish off his marriage with Leah. His only problem was because Rachel had a Zika to him. Once Rachel dies, so then Levi could continue his marriage with Leah. That's what the Mishnah said. So it spoke about a case of the Yavama dying, and it said that Levi then becomes mutter to Leah. The Gemara wants to know, what happens if Leah dies? If Leah dies, does Levi now become mutter to Rachel? On the one hand, he was just usher to her, al tzachas ishtai, because he was just married to Leah. And because of that, Rachel, who felt him, was usher to him. So do we say some sort of din of Nesra? That's the Shiloh. When Rachel fell to Levi, and then she became usher because Levi went ahead and married Leah, so even if Leah dies, does Levi become mutter to Rachel or not? So says the Gemara, that's the Shiloh. Says the Gemara, it's machlekes, that Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Dami Tervayu, Mesi Ishtai Mutter Biavimtai. Now we say it's mutter. Now he becomes mutter again to Rachel once Leah dies, and Shmuel Ravasi Damir Tervayu Mesa Yishtai Aser Biavimtai. They both say that no, there's a din of Nesra, that once Rachel was Aser to Levi because Levi went ahead and married Leah, so now she's Aser forever. And now even if the Iser goes away, she's not Achiz Yishtai anymore because Leah dies. Doesn't matter. Rachel's still going to be Aser to Levi. That's what Shmuel says. So I'm by Rav of my time with the Rav. Why does Rav argue? Does Rav not hold of Nesra? Why does Rav argue? So says the Gemara, Mishum Dehava Yevama Shehutra V'Nesra V'Chaz V'Hutra, which the din is Tachsor L'Teira Rishayin. Because in this case, Rachel, when she first fell to Yibam, she was mutter to Levi. When she first fell, Reuven died, Levi, and Rachel fell to Shimon and Levi, so Rachel was mutter to both of them. Then Levi went ahead, and Levi went ahead and married Leah, so now Rachel became Aser, Altzachas Ishtai. But then, once Leah then dies, so now Rachel goes back to her original heter. She was a hutra, but Nasra, because of a hutra, the din is taksa, latir arishain. So now she remains mutter to Levi. That's the pshat and Rav. So that's the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Do we say this din of Nasra, of a hutra, of a Nasra, because of a hutra? Now ask the Gemara, must have Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna asked the Kasha from a Braisa, which shows that no, we don't say this din of Taksula Hatera Harishain. Once she's Nesra forever. We learned in the Braisa says, you have Shleisha Achen, you have three brothers, Ruvain, Shimon, and Levi. And Shnayim Nisu, and Shtei Achayois, and you have two of the brothers who are married to two sisters. Ruvain is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah, Ve'echad Mufna, and Levi is single. Meis Echem Ibali Achayois, one of the brothers who's married to one of the sisters dies. So Ruvain dies. Ruvain dies, so now Rachel falls to Yibam. She does not fall to Shimon, because Shimon is married to Leah, so she's Achis Ishtai, but she falls to Levi. She falls now to Levi, Va'atha ba'mufna maimer, and Levi goes ahead, and he does maimer with Rachel. Va'achar kach meis achiv ha'sheni, and then Shimon dies. So now Leah falls to Levi. Now Leah falls to Levi, but she's Achis Ishtai through the maimer. So that then would be, theoretically, Chilatzas v'levis yavemes. However, what happened was, is Va'achar kach meis Ishtai acharav. Then Rachel dies. So, then Leah dies. His wife, Shimon's wife, Shimon had just died. And then his wife, meaning Leah dies. So what happened was, is you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven is married to Rachel. Shimon is married to Leah. Reuven dies, so Rachel falls to Yibam, and Levi goes ahead and he does Maimer with Rachel. Before he got a chance to do Yibam, Shimon died, so now Leah falls to Levi. So now Levi's stuck, because now each one is Achiz Zikukasai. He can't really fulfill the marriage with Rachel anymore, because now Rachel just became Achiz Zikukasai because of the Zika to Leah. But then what happens is after Shimon dies, Leah also dies. Leah dies. So now Rachel goes back to her original heter state, technically. She was mutter originally to Levi. Then she became Aser Alt Achiziku Kasai, because then Leah fell to Yibam. But then once Leah dies, so now theoretically she's back in her original state of heter. She's not Achiziku Kasai anymore. So what's the din? So says the Braisa, the halacha is Aisi Yavama Chaylatzes Vloimis Yavemes, that Levi has to do Chalitza with Rachel. He's not allowed to do Yibam. He has to do Chalitza. He'll also have to give her a get because of the Maimer, but he's not allowed to do, he's not going to be allowed to do Yibam. Now the question is Vamai, if Rav is right, that we say this din of Taksul Atera Rishon, so why is this the halacha? Tihavi Ki Yavama Shotra Vinesra because of a Hutra Taksul Atera Rishon? Why don't we say this klal that she should go back to her original heter? She was originally mutter to Levi. She became Aser once Leah fell. It's Achis Ikukasai. But then once Leah dies, she's back to her original state, the state of heter. So it's a cash on Rav from this Braisa. So says the Gemara that Ishtik, that Rav remained silent. Rav didn't have an answer to answer this kasha from Rav Hamnuna. However, says the Gemara, that the Basar Dinafak, after Rav Hamnuna had left the base medrash, he had left the room that they were in when he asked the question. So Rav said to himself, he started like hitting himself. He said, Amaylai Amrile, Rav, he's talking to himself, why didn't you tell him? Or some of the Girsa, Amaylai Amrile, why didn't I say to him? But you know that, or the Girsa we have is that he's talking to himself, like he's telling himself, Rav, why didn't you answer him? Why didn't you tell him? A very simple answer to the question. That it's true, the Bryce is clear that we don't say this klal of Taksala Teira Harishain, but I could have answered him that Rabbi Elazar he, that the reason why the Bryce doesn't say that, the reason why the Bryce says that Rachel is Aser in this case, is because the Bryce is going like Rabbi Elazar. The Bryce is going like Rabbi Elazar, Damar, who says that Kevin Shamda Lav Shah Achaz V'Isser, anytime you have Yavama, that she at one moment, at one point in time, had an Isser, so she's Nesra Lav Elamis, once at one point in time in the history, she had an Isser to the Yava, so then, meaning besides the Isser of Eshazach, so then she's Aser to him forever. Rabbi Lazar was discussing a case where you have Reuven was married to Mrs. Reuven, and then Reuven divorced Mrs. Reuven. And then Reuven went ahead and he remarried Mrs. Reuven. And then Reuven died. So she was kindness atzma twice. First she was kindness atzma begat, and then she was kindness atzma b'misa sabal. So Reuven was married to Mrs. Reuven. They got divorced, remarried, and then Reuven died. So now Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon. So the shita of Rabbi Lazar is that Mrs. Reuven is usher to Shimon. Why is she usher to Shimon? The Chachamim say not. The Chachamim say she's mutter. Why does Rabbi Lazar say aser? Because Nesra, anytime you have a Yavama that at one point in the history was aser, she's aser forever. And this Mrs. Reuven was at one point in history aser to Shimon. When was that? When Reuven divorced Mrs. Reuven. When Reuven divorced Mrs. Reuven, so Mrs. Reuven became mutter to the entire world. She's a divorced woman now. I mean, obviously not Kehanim, but she became mutter l'shuk. She became mutter to everybody. And she was still aser to Shimon because she was an Ashes actually b'makom mitzvah. So she was aser to Shimon. So then when Reuven goes ahead and remarries her and Reuven dies, and now theoretically she'd fall to Yibum, Rabbi Lazar says that, no, Nesra, that's the sheet of Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar is very machmer when it comes to Yibum. Anytime the Yavama was at one point in history aser to the Yavam, Rabbi Lazar holds that she's aser. So too, same thing in this case, when Rachel fell to Levi, it's true she was mutter originally, but then once Leah fell, so now Rachel became Achay Ziku Kasai, and therefore Rabbi Lazar's sheet is that you say Nesra. So says Rav to himself that I could have answer that price, it was going like Rabbi Lazar, and that's why it doesn't hold to the did of Tachsel HaTeira HaRishon. But if you look at Chachamim, the halacha is Tachsel HaTeira HaRishon, and I go like the Chachamim. So Rav started hitting himself that he should have said this as a way of answering up the Braisa. However, says the Gemara, that Hadar Amar, then Rav said to himself, that no, it wouldn't have sufficed to say that the price is going like Rabbi Lazar, because Amar Damar Rabbi Lazar, Hechadulei Chazya B'Shas Nefila. When is it that Rabbi Lazar says the din of Nesra? When is it that he holds that the Yavama is Aser to the Yavam, that there's a din of Nesra? That's only if the Isser was there at the time that she fell. Like in this case of the Grusha, as soon as Mrs. Reuven fell to Shimon, she already had that Isser of Nesra, because her Nesra was from a few years ago when Reuven had divorced her. So the Nesra was there, it applied as soon as she fell. B'shas Nefila, that Nesra applied. And that's why Rabbi Lazar holds of Nesra. But did Rabbi Lazar ever say in a case, like in our case, when Rachel fell to Levi, she was mutter? The Nesra only came up later on time. It only came up after Leah fell to Yibam. So does Rabbi Lazar really hold of Nesra in such a case? Maybe in such a case, Rabbi Lazar wouldn't hold of Nesra. However, Hadar Amar, then Rav said to himself, that no, I could have answered that the Braisa is like Rabbi Lazar, and I have a raya that Rabbi Lazar says this din of Nesra, even when she was Chazia B'Shas Nefila. Hadar Amar, in that, yeah, even when she's Chazia B'Shas Nefila, still Rabbi Lazar holds the din of Nesra. Where do I see that? Vatanya, from the case that we learned in the Braisa. That Rabbi Lazar, Aymer, Rabbi Lazar spoke to Mamish of this case of Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira, Mamish in this case where Reuven died, and Rachel fell to Yibam, to Shimon and Levi, and not the case that we're talking about right now, but in the case of Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira, that Reuven died, and Rachel falls to Yibam, to Shimon and Levi goes ahead and he marries Leah. So said Rabbi Lazar that Mesa Yevimtai, if Rachel would then die, so then Mutter Beishtai, so then Levi is Mutter now to Leah. He could finish off and do the Nesuin with Leah. However, Mesa Ishtai, if Leah dies, so is Levi now allowed to go ahead and be Miyabim Rachel? Rachel, at first when she fell, was Mutter to Levi. Then Levi went ahead and he married Leah, so then Rachel became Aser. Then Leah dies, so now Rachel's no longer Achis Ishtai, so now you would say, oh, she's back to her state of Heter, maybe Levi could go ahead and be Miyabim Rachel. Says Rabbi Lazar, no, that if Mesa Ishtai, he's only allowed to do Chalitza. He's not allowed to do Yibam, meaning we say Nesra. We do say Nesra, even though Rachel was Chazia B'Shas Nefila. When Reuven died and Rachel fell to Yibam, she was fit to Levi. Levi was allowed to be Miyabim her. It doesn't matter, since afterwards she became Aser, so then she's Aser forever, even if that reason for that Iser goes away. So Rav proved that Rabbi Lazar says his din, even in the case where she was Chazia B'Shas Nefila, and Mamela says Rav that there's no Kasher from that Braisa that Rav Hamnuna asked me from, because that price could be going like Rabbi Lazar. Now the Gemara just has one last point to make, that wait a second, it comes out that Rabbi Lazar seems to be the Shita, Rabbi Lazar was a Das Yachid, the Chachamim argue in Rabbi Lazar seems to be the Shita who holds of Nesra. And Lefida Chachamim, we don't say Nesra. So Lema Shmuel Ravasi Da Amrik Rabbi Lazar. So when Shmuel and Ravasi, when they said the Nesra, when in the case where Reuven was married to Rachel, and then Reuven died, and Rachel fell to Shimon and Levi went ahead, and Levi married Leah, And so we said that if Leah then dies, if Leah dies, so now according to Shmuel, they said that Levi is Aser to Rachel. That seems to be this case, this exact case, and that seems to be going like the Shita of Rabbi Lazar. So really Shmuel is going like a Das Yachad, he's going like Rabbi Lazar? Says the Gemara, no, Afilu Temek Rabbanan. It could be that Shmuel is even like the Rabbanan, but Ad Karan like Kamiflegi Rabbanan, Aleid Rabbi Lazar, Ela Mishom Dimin Afilu Ve'elach Le Mitzar Alayu. It could be really the Rabbanan would agree to this halacha of Rabbi Lazar. It could be the Rabbanan would agree in this case that Levi is asa to Rachel. When did the Rabbanan argue with Rabbi Lazar? In the case of Machzor Grushasai, right? Again, the case was Reuven married Mrs. Reuven, and Reuven then divorced Mrs. Reuven, and then Reuven remarried Mrs. Reuven, and then Reuven died. So then Mrs. Reuven fell to Shimon. Rabbi Lazar said, in such a case, we say Nesra, because since once upon a time, Mrs. Reuven was asur solely to Shimon, so now Nesra. And the Chachamim argued. So why did the Chachamim argue over there that we don't say Nesra? That's only because Mishum de Menefila Ve'ilach Le Mitzar Alayu. It's true there was a time in history that Mrs. Reuven was Aser to Shimon, but that's gone. Because then Reuven went ahead and remarried her, and now Reuven dies, so now Mrs. Reuven is an Esh Asach, falling to Yibam. From Yibam and onwards, from the time that she fell and onwards, she doesn't have a Nesra. There was no time that she was Nesar after she fell to Yibam. The Nesra was like a long time ago, it was a few years ago. But from then and on, from the time she fell, there was no Nesra. So therefore the Chachamim say, there's no din of Nesra. Aval hacha de itzar afilu rabbanan maydu. But any time you have it, that the Yavama after she falls, that there's a Nesra, like in our case, where after Rachel fell to Yibam, Levi went ahead and married Leah, in such a case, it could be the Chachamim would agree to the din of Nesra. The Chachamim don't argue, they're not kaifer bakal in the din of Nesra. They just don't hold it in the case of Machzor Grushasai. But in this case, it could be even the Chachamim would agree, and the Shmuel would tell you that he's going even the Fila Chachamim.